Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports fans need to stop complaining about certain aspects of sports. And the aspect of sports that I want to talk about specifically tonight is matchups. I think it's insane and it's ridiculous. And I'm generalizing here. When sports fans complain about matchups in championships, it just... What's the complaints about? Not everything that we watch with regards to sports is going to be perfect for the viewer. There are going to be players that we don't like. There will be players that we love. There'll be players that there'll be teams that aesthetically we like watching. And there'll be teams we'll be like, not so much. But that's what makes it unique. Different styles, different matchups make for different fights. I just get, and call me grumpy old man, but when fans complain about title matchups, it's stupid to me. Enjoy the matchup. Enjoy the matchup. Not everything is going to be to your liking 100%. The same way that there are flaws in all of us as human beings, yeah, there's flaws in some of the matchups. Heck, we have officials and referees that will make bad calls from time to time. That's a part of this thing that we call being a sports fan. But it's frustrating to me that people will look and, you know, this is what's so funny about it. Major League Baseball. Big market team, L.A. Big market team, New York. They face off in the World Series, and then we got people that are bitching and complaining. And then in the NBA, you got small market or smaller market Indianapolis, and even smaller market Oklahoma City. And then you complain about that. I understand that Tyrese Halliburton isn't LeBron James. I understand that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is it Luka or the Greek Freak? So what? That's what's unique about sports. The different teams, the different personalities, the different skill sets, the uniqueness of it. Quite frankly, I don't want to see LeBron James win 20 championships. I don't want to see Giannis win 10 championships. That bugs me. 651-461-9226. Are you with me? Or you're like, no, like, we want to see the superstars. Why is it always got to be superstar driven? I don't think that really helps storylines all the time, because you should want to see other things. You should also want to see different matchups and different teams. There's going to come a day, I believe, when the Minnesota Timberwolves will be in the finals. And you know what? We're going to be stoked about it. But you know what? There's probably going to be some people bitching in New York. Oh, well, I love Anthony Harris, but it'd be better if he was a Knick. Like, I just, All of this bothers me. These type of conversations, like, enjoy the sports. Enjoy the sports. Enjoy it. I give you a perfect example. Do I love the way that Jalen Brunson plays basketball? Like, the all of the contact and the, you know, sometimes he flops or whatever. A lot of people flop. Do I love his game? There's aspects to his game that I like. There's aspects I don't. I love his toughness. But I love and enjoy watching basketball. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I know as Wolves fans, we hated it. But that dude can ball. He's the MVP for a reason. I think it's time for us as sports fans to really look at sports, appreciate the unique and different talents that teams have and players have with their players.
I think there are some people out there that the only thing they're, no matter what happens, all they're going to do is bitch and complain. I mean, that's what they're going to do. It could be big market versus big market versus small versus small, medium versus, like, it, nothing is going to serve them. They are only happy when they're unhappy. I'm with you in the sense that I like to see things that we haven't seen before. I like to see teams that have not had the opportunity to win a championship before. I want to see an SGA and a Tyrese Halliburton. I want to see those guys. I want to see J-Dub. Like, these are guys that basketball fans should want to see, because these are not the high profile. SGA is the MVP, but I still don't think people are going to look at him and be like, man, that's appointment viewing. He's not that guy yet, because he plays in Oklahoma City and he's not flashy like Anthony Edwards. Ant's a highlight.
Like, well, he's not what'd you say about Shai?
He's not high profile to the casual fan.
Oh, to the casual, yeah.
Yeah, because he plays in if he was, you know, if he was a Laker, or he was a Bull, or he was a Knick, or a net, whatever, like, he would be marketed to the moon. There are teams and players out there that, as a sports fan, I feel like too many people are too quick to criticize instead of just enjoying it. Just enjoy sports for what they are. They are entertainment. They are a release. To me, that's what it is. The Twins, love them. They're entertainment to me. The Wolves, same thing. Wild, Vikings, my Mizzou, whatever. Whatever the team is, I think we're so quick to criticize, and we want to have our opinion be heard when sometimes an opinion isn't even needed.
651-461-9226. I just don't understand the constant complaining when we don't get our way with matchups. Like, you're not going to always get your way. Your favorite team, your favorite player is not going to always win. That's just the reality of it. So when that happens, what do you do? Do you just complain about the matchup itself, or that your team didn't win? Or do you find it within yourself as a fan of the sport to still be able to celebrate and watch the sport?
I think that's a hard thing for certain fans, especially when you get deeper and closer to a championship, that if your team loses, you have to withdraw. Like, if you know, if you're watching...
I could never be that. I could never be the, I'm just a fan of my team, and the moment that my team is out of it, I just totally check out. I'm not going to sit there and say that I've been as invested in the NHL postseason since the Wild loss. I'm not saying the level's going to stay the same, but we still got multiple TVs on tonight watching the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it seems to me that some fans, you get so, it affects you so deeply that the it's like watching an ex out with a new love. You're like, oh God, I don't want to see the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl because they beat the Vikings in the championship. I can't watch the Super Bowl because I'm still hurt. I can't watch the NBA Finals because, as a Wolves fan, I'm still hurt, because that should be us. I think there's a difference between fans, getting so emotionally wrapped up and not being able to decompress and process all the feelings and move on, almost like a sense of grieving. I think there's a difference between that and some fans just being like, well, this sucks no matter what. If it's not my team, it's going to suck no matter what, and there's always going to be a reason why I'm going to complain. It could give you everything that you want, and still, some people would not be happy.
651-461-9226. Coming up next, let's talk some Twins baseball. I am concerned because it looks like Pablo Lopez, and it's not official, but he's going to land again on the injured list. We get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Pablo Lopez, the ace of the Minnesota Twins. It's not official, but it looks like he's likely headed to the injured list. I hope that it's not a long stint, but he exited last night's 10-3 victory over the Athletics with a strained lat muscle in the back of his pitching shoulder. So, is it frustrating? Yeah. Nobody's more frustrated than Pablo. Pablo said as much because he met the media last night after the game, and he talked about it. He wants to take and throw every pitch he can. He wants to take and get to every start that he can. He wants to be out there for his team. I love the fact, and you had mentioned this to me earlier this morning, I love the fact that he knew something was up, and his brain was working in two ways. Half of his brain was like, okay, do I just try to gut it out? Or the other side is like, what if something's seriously wrong here? And so he did the right thing. He, as a smart individual, and this is a guy that, you know, he's really, really, really bright.
Mm-hmm.
Super smart. If he wasn't a Major League Baseball pitcher, he would be a doctor. And so even in the post game, I don't know if you heard him, but he's talking about the different muscles.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I'm like, this guy, like,
talking about the lat and the deltoid and the whole fort.
He's saying all this stuff, and I'm like, if I feel an ache and pain, I'm just going to go to Pablo. I'm not going to my doctor. Like, what's going on? So anyway,
I'm better to play operation, and it's just like, eh.
But I'm glad that he did that because we had a situation a year ago where Joe Ryan,
yes,
he didn't say a word, and it landed him on a lengthy stint on the injured list. And not only that, he had a couple of starts that were really bad.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that Pablo stepped up and said something. And so we'll have to deal with it. We'll have to address it. Hopefully it is, and we'll keep our fingers crossed. Maybe it's something that'll be like a 10-day situation or maybe 15-day. Hopefully it's not anything longer than that. But the bottom line is, do I think that this team can win a division without Pablo Lopez? I'm just going to be honest. No. This team cannot win a division. They cannot be a better team than the Detroit Tigers without Pablo Lopez in the starting rotation. I will say this. it is great that Chris Paddock has been the monster that he's been lately. Especially now that we see what's going on with Pablo, because this will be the injured list twice for him this year. Yep. And he's been a durable guy for the Twins. Two times in 1 year, Chris Paddock has been Mr. Injured List. He has been phenomenal his last five starts.
It's funny that you talk about Chris Paddock because I was thinking about it this morning. Wow. No, I was thinking about it this morning. And I was going to bring this up to you tonight that we better hope like hell that Chris Paddock, that carriage does not turn into a pumpkin when Pablo's on the IL. Because all of a sudden, Chris Paddock has gone from a nice luxury
to now you got to have it.
To now you got to have it. Absolutely. Now you got Joe. You got Bailey. You got Chris Paddock. Like, those are the three guys right now. And Zebby Matthews, I love how he responded against Seattle on Friday night. Like, he was getting his ass kicked. And then it's like, you know what? Uh-uh. I'm done with this. He shut Seattle down. Now, one thing about Chris Paddock, though, threw 110 pitches this last outing. 110.
Good.
It's a career high. Like, I didn't even think Twins pitchers were allowed to throw over 100 pitches, let alone Chris Paddock. I mean, it was great to see. Great to see. You've got, this is where I think you're really going to be tested in the consistency of these guys. Zebby, very good outing last week. Let's see how he continues tonight against the Athletics. David Festa went down. I feel like he needed that reset because he was the pitcher of the month in May. I mean, you look at the numbers, the strikeout to walk ratio is 34-4. That's likely the guy who's going to get called up. I think David Festa at this point, I feel like it's more of the unknown, but I think with the Twins, you'd rather take the ceiling, and I think we've had this conversation before. I'd rather take the ceiling with David Festa at this point to see what you've got in this rotation. And hopefully for Pablo, he avoided serious injury because he did catch it so early. And I, you know, hopefully, you know, Gino and John and Chris and Danny and everybody, they'll have updates coming up, you know, when we hit the pregame in about 5-ish minutes or so. You know, the thing about Detroit, they've been healthy this year. As far as I know, like I can't recall any of their, you know, whether it's been Flaherty or Skubal or Torkelson or Riley Green, any of those guys.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Because everybody has their moment where they get injured.
Absolutely. And I'm not.
I'm not wishing it on
Detroit. No, because I'm excited to see Detroit and Minnesota hopefully battle it out because Cleveland's starting to slide a little bit. Kansas City brought up their, you know, one of their top prospects, and I think they're might have been a little bit of a panic move by them. But yeah, at the end of the day, you need Pablo Lopez, and hopefully being proactive on this is going to be something that you can get ahead of it and say, okay, it's a 15-day stay on the injured list. We'll see where we go, maybe a couple of starts, and then we'll see where he's at.
Yeah,
at least it's not an elbow or it's not a re.
That will be dead.
It's not an. He didn't feel anything. You know, it sounds like he said he didn't feel anything pop, and you know,
a strained muscle.
Yeah, it's,
a strained
leg. And I mean, we've all had a.
Heck,
a
people, muscle. I know people that have sneezed and blew and like threw out their back.
Oh yeah, I think that happened to Sammy Sosa one time. Like he sneezed and he was on the injured list. You know, I think that's before he. I think that was, you know, after the whole he and McGuire in 98. But I know that's happened. Like pulled muscles, everybody pulls a muscle. I saw somebody, you know, today. They're like, well, you know, that's what happens when you're getting older. You got to hydrate. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with it. A pulled muscle is a pulled muscle. We all do it, and you know that they're going to try and stay on top of it. And again, Pablo's parents being a doctor as well, like that to me just
him
adds
damn near being a doctor.
I know he could probably, you know, he's your own WebMD, right? I mean, that's kind of what it is.
At this particular point, you know who's leading the American League wildcard standings?
Your Minnesota Twins,
absolutely.
Yeah, that 13.
I mean, we still got plenty of time left to try to get it in the division. But right now, I mean, Detroit's having a good week because they're playing the White Sox and they're beating up on the White Sox.
They lost last night.
Yeah, but they're beating up. Well, they're winning the game right now with their up 3-0. 3-0 in the top of the first. They got two men on.
They just got out of a rain delay. That game started at 8:15. What do they have, 3-0?
3-0, and they got two men on with one out in the top of the first. So they're poised tonight to beat down the White Sox like 10-0.
That game just started.
And Cleveland's up 4-0 on the Yankees New York.
Man, let's go Yankees. God, that almost
Kansas City rained out.
Yeah, against St. Louis. God, making me say let's go Yankees, it makes me almost as dirty as saying Steve Bannon said something.
Well, how many goals are going to be scored in this hockey game?
There's one more.
It's 3-2. That's back-to-back. Two goals are scored in the last 45 seconds.
Yeah, five. That's a five burger right there. What are we, like 2 minutes? How far into the second period are we?
It's 16 minutes left in the second period.
Who?
It's 3-2. This is insane.
Yeah.
You get a goal. You get a goal. Oh, he should have stopped that. But did he? Oh, he did stop that.
Well, wait. Apparently not for long.
Oh, no. He got through. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Almost five hole. That'd be like a 4.5 hole right there.
Can the Twins stay hot? I think they can. They continue the series with the A's. Coming up next, the pregame starts right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.